Lust at the Cafe Formosa. Once, at the Cafe Formosa in L.A., I saw the most beautiful girl, and the best part was you could see she didn't know it yet, didn't know how anxiously her nipples strained against her shirt, or that her endless legs and slow-eyed gaze were worth $1 million to someone. She was a sway in the wind willow, her skin the pale of vanilla ice cream, her hair all shiny, black, straight like an Asian girl's, thick as a mop. She was maybe 17, on the brink, so ripe, sex exuded from her pores. She leaned against the jukebox, fingering those quarters in her shorts pocket so they jingled like Christmas, the fabric between her thighs stretched to bursting. When her food arrived, the girl unwrapped the chopsticks, lifted Kung Pao chicken to her mouth, inhaled the spicy morsels. A long, sauce-slicked noodle played with her lips, and I longed to lick it off. I'd been alone 4 years by then, so used to it, even the longing had long departed. Then she showed up, all fresh, spangled, clueless. If I didn't walk out then, I never would. Elvis was crooning, "Don't be cruel," but I knew she would be. Girls like her can't help it.